Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, everybody? What's going on, everybody? It's another Wednesday, and you're chilling with your boy, L.A. Mobley Jr., and I want to welcome y'all to Balance and Boundaries, a talk show for black men. Right, I want to appreciate everybody, and I want to say thank you to everybody that's been rocking with me since I've started this, okay? I've started this a month ago, and the response has been the response has been good, you know what I'm saying? But I need people to call in and comment on these topics that we're talking about. To be a better man, we have to take and get criticism, because we're damned if we do and we're damned if we don't. Once again, we're damned if we do and we're damned if we don't. So if we do speak up and speak for ourselves, we're out of line because we're upset. Or if we don't speak up for ourselves as black men, we are considered soft. In other words, we are considered bitches and everything. So I want to welcome you to Balance and Boundaries tonight. And tonight's topic is an age-old topic that's been asked for years and years and years and years. And that's why black men date out of their race, okay? That goes for white women, Latino women, Russian women, Korean women, Filipino women, every woman under the rainbow, Caribbean, you know what I'm saying, Dominican, everybody. Black women has been asking this question for years, and the question is starting to get kind of old, because there is a reason why black men date out of their race. So listen, if you're trying to be a part of this forum, hit me up at 563-999-3631. Once again, that's 563-999-3631. Big shout out to everybody. Shout out to my Texas crew out there. I don't know if they're sitting around the table listening to me tonight, but shout out to my Texas crew. That's the TNG, my man Trevor, and of course Kyra. You know what I'm saying? They kind of give me an insight on kind of what needs to be talked about and this, that, and the other, what needs to be touched on and everything like that there, you know what I'm saying? But, like, I let them know, I'm a 54-year-old man, and I kind of know what needs to be touched on. But like I said, y'all, listen, if you're just joining us right now, make sure you tell your mama, tell your sister, tell your brother, tell your auntie, tell your next-door neighbor that, yo, my man, L.A. Mobley Jr. is live and direct, y'all, from Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I mean? It is called Balance and Boundaries. If you don't have balance in your life, you definitely don't have. have any boundaries because you're kind of like willy-nilly all over the place. You know what I'm saying? So big shout out to everybody that's that has balance and boundaries in their life. The one thing that makes me do these topics is because I love my black women. I love black women to the fullest. Okay? We don't want to get that misconstrued, but black women can be difficult. You know what I'm saying? Just like any other woman can be difficult. But we as black men want to learn our black women. We want to know, what are we doing wrong? We want to know, what do we need to do to make it right besides apologizing? You know what I'm saying? And trying to make things better. But if you got a stubborn ass black woman that ain't trying to hear that, it's kind of like the R. Kelly song. You know what I'm saying? When a woman is, well, I forget the song, but it's an R. Kelly song. It'll come to me. You know what I'm saying? And everything. But he summed it up best. You know what I'm saying? When a woman is done, she is done. You know what I mean? We as black men, we try and keep running back and keep running back to want to make it right and things like that. And we need to take a chapter out of you women. We need to take a chapter out of y'all book. Because when y'all done with a man, y'all done with a man. Y'all like to go to Barbados and shit and this, that, and the other, and Woosai and everything like that, and find a motherfucker named Dexter walking on the beach, some Caribbean motherfucker, shit like that there, you know what I'm saying? Which is nothing wrong with that, nothing wrong with that at all. It's just that we as black men, we want to encounter the same things, and that comes from us owning up to what we have done, being accountable for what we have done and what we are doing. It is not hard to be accountable, things like that. It's when we got somebody pointing the finger at us, making us accountable, if that makes sense. You know what I'm saying? So once again, hit us up at 563-999-3631. Press the 1 button to let me know that you are in queue and you want to talk and you want to speak on this topic. This is an open forum, so nobody is right and nobody is wrong. You know what I'm saying? But we're going to put it out there and let it be known this evening. So I just want to welcome y'all, and I want to thank y'all for rocking with me. You know what I'm saying? And everything like that there. So once again, welcome to Balance and Boundaries. We got a good show going on for y'all tonight. You know what I'm saying? You can hit us up at 563-999-3631. I hear my phone dinging already and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? You guys can hit me up and everything and let me know how you feel about the topic. If you're feeling the topic. If you're not feeling the topic, is the topic disrespectful? Because a lot of women feel like my topics are disrespectful. And no, sweetie, my topics are not disrespectful. We get down to the nitty-gritty of what we are doing. You know what I mean? So I just want to thank everybody that rocks with me and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? And stuff. But I'm going to keep turning people on to this and everything because a lot of people don't really understand why I do these type of talk shows. I do these type of talk shows to bring us closer together, for us to understand each other more You know what I'm saying? So like I said, tell everybody that we are on live, 563-999-3631. That's 563-999-3631. And tonight's topic is why black men date out of their race. All right? That means why do black men date white women, Latino women, Mexican women, Korean women, in all nationalities? You know what I'm saying? So we want to hear from you tonight. And I want to get some answers to the age-old question. Again, why do black men date out of their race? It would be the same question that we ask, why do black women or women of color date out of their race? Is it a thing of you want to try something different? You want to think outside of the box? You want to meet someone new? All of those above, I can understand and I can concur with. You know what I'm saying? I've always made the analogy of saltine crackers to Ritz crackers. And anybody that can talk to me know what I'm talking about and know that, yeah, he has and everything. Have you ever been eating some soup and you was expecting Ritz crackers? Ritz crackers is always buttery. They have a nice texture to them and this, that, and the other. Saltines is what they are. Saltines. They salty. Saltine crackers. They dry as shit and this, that, and the other. Sometimes you want a Ritz cracker. You want a different taste. You want a different flavor. You want something that's going to accompany your meal that you are eating. That goes within life. I understand why women like a flavor or a different flavor of men. Or they date a certain type of man. They date out of their race. We look at it as, oh, she wants something new and everything. When a black man dates out of his race, it's, oh, he on some bullshit and everything like that. So once again, we are damned if we do, and we are damned if we don't. Like I tell y'all, hit me up, 563-999 3631, press the one button to talk to me, and we'll bring you in, and you can express yourself live over the air worldwide. We're not just committed to the 50 states. We are being listened to in Korea right now. We are being listened to in the third world countries, okay? So once again, like I tell y'all, hit me up and let me know what's on your mind, all right? Like I said, we men, I'm going to talk about us men for a minute. I'm going to talk about myself because like I keep telling y'all, a lot of this show is depicted around my experiences and what I've experienced in the dating world, in the marriage world and things like that and in this world today. You know what I'm saying? So my thing is dating out of my race, I look forward to it, to be honest with you. I look forward to it. Now, people have, you know, big shout out to my girl out there in Phoenix, Arizona, Miss Dandy Sandy, you know what I'm saying? And she was like, I can't understand why you haven't dated Mexican women or Latino women and this, that, and the other. Like I tried to explain to her, I don't even know if those women find me attractive. I don't even know if those women are even willing to date me. You know what I'm saying? I'm a big man. You know what I'm saying? I'm big sexy and everything like that there. You know what I'm saying? And I preserve all of this sexy for someone special. All right? You know what I'm saying? Everybody don't deserve all of this big sexy all at one time and this, that, and the other. Or, you know, I issue it out. You know what I'm saying? I don't give this all this chocolate yum-yum to somebody all at one time. You got to earn this. You know what I'm saying? And I understand. And the reason why I say that is because I learned that from women. Women don't let a man come into their household and this, that, and the other and everything and lay up and all of that. You have to earn that. You know what I'm saying? That's a privilege to go into a woman's house and be there with her. But it's more of a privilege to date someone outside of your race because now you're learning a different culture. Now you're learning something new. Now you're getting away from something that you've been wanting to get away from for the longest and ain't never said it. You know what I'm saying? So from my experience, I understand that men date out of their race because they don't want to date black women. Now, I don't know why and everything like that. Only they know why. I can understand where they're coming from, because everybody don't congeal with everybody. Everybody don't go along with everybody. Everybody don't get along with everyone. You know what I'm saying? So one thing, and these, you know, and y'all women wonder why black men don't talk and speak up and share these thoughts with you, because of the crucifixion we're going to get in the process of sharing these thoughts with you and being honest with you. We get the side comments, yeah, I knew your motherfucking ass was doing that shit, or yeah, I kind of figured you was digging them motherfuckers and this, that, and the other. It really wasn't into me. Sweetie, have you ever thought about how you just talked to me and told me that with the jacking of your head and this, that, and the other, and putting your hand on your hip? Look here, check this out. Black men get tired. Just like black women, white women, Latino women, and Mexican women, we all get tired of the same shit. Look, black men do not function on somebody telling them what to do, how to do it, when to do it, this is what you need to do, and giving your voice of opinion just automatically. It seems like these days a black man's opinion don't mean shit. We can try and explain to you, we can try and tell you it wasn't like that, but you've already depicted your outcome or depicted what it was, and I'm already convicted. When a man is already convicted and this, that, and the other, and you wonder why we don't talk to y'all, it's because we don't want to go through the same bullshit that we always go through when we do try and talk to y'all. And I'm talking about my black women. You wonder why a white man, you wonder why a black man dates a white woman? This is why a black man dates a white woman. When we come home, or when he gets to her house, it's open arms. Hi, baby. How you doing? How was your day? This, that, and the other. You come home to our sisters? Yeah, what's going on? Hey, if we even get that. Now, y'all got to roll with me and listen to what I'm saying. Because I've been in certain households and this, that, and the other, and the mother comes in from work, don't say shit to nobody. Don't even say shit to the kids. Don't say shit to the man at home. Hey, how you doing? Yeah, whatever, whatever. This, that, and the other. Smoke a blunt, take her ass to the back. You know what I mean? That's real talk. Now, I've been in other households and everything like that, you know what I'm saying, to where it is, there is no mother, father. Father, mother. Everybody, we're supposed to work as a team. Y'all understand that? We're supposed to work as a team. We as men get tired of the same bullshit, just like y'all women do. This is why there is a thing called cheating. And people will say, well, men cheat all the time. I've heard that plenty of times before. Men always cheat. Men always this, that, and the other. Well, sweetie, let's look at your track record. Why is he cheating? Are you giving him the attention that he needs? Y'all women will say, yeah, I'm giving him the attention. I'm here. I'm working. I'm this, that, and the other. No, 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 no. It's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the attention that a man needs from his woman. Okay? Same thing of the attention that a woman needs from her man. I am not excluding us in one bit, but it's a two-way street. And sometimes you have to give us guidance and direction. Y'all don't know that men were put on this earth to hunt. We're hunters. We hunt. We hunt at night. This is why men go out at night and shit, because we hunting. You know what I'm saying? Let's call it what it is and everything. We're hunting. we don't have a strong enough woman that can convince us to stay home and be home with her, or if we got the type of woman that's understanding and go, no, you go out and hang out with your homies and this, that, and the other, I'll be waiting here for you when you get back. That type of shit, I don't know, I've told women this before. Check this out. You have to use reverse psychology with men, especially with a black man. You tell that black man, and it's going to sound crazy, but you tell that black man, you go on out and you have a good time and everything. You going out and you hang out with your homies. But I know one thing, whatever the fuck you out there doing, it better not get back here. I better not hear about it. I better not get a phone call about it. I better not get no pictures, no text messages, or anything about what you're out there doing in the street. You have to talk to us sometimes like kids, because you have to go, because if I do, then it's going to be me and you when you get home. Now, here this man is going out to the strip club and this, that, and the other, and everything. Do you know when you lay a message down like that, the only thing he can think about is you at the club? I'm letting y'all know what real shit is, and I'm letting y'all know what God loves. He's thinking about you at the club, and I bet you his ass will show up before midnight or a little after midnight telling you, yeah, wasn't shit going on up there. Hell, I was trying to get back here to you. Why? Because you took the sting out of a man going out and doing whatever the fuck he liked to do and whatever the fuck it is. If it is going out fucking with another bitch or whatever like that there, you just took the sting out of it because you told him, I better not find out. And it better not make it back to this house. You know what I'm saying? Y'all women want to be the first ones to talk about it. It's 2023. We got a man up to, y'all need to man up to 2023. No, y'all women need to woman up to 2023. Because a lot of this shit can be bypassed and everything. But the insecurity of a man and of a woman makes us go back and forth. 9 times out of 10, most women ain't giving a fuck what their man is out there doing because they know who he's coming home to and who he's laying in the bed with at the end of the night. It's the problem when a man don't come home at the time that you expect him to come home. But realize this, you're dealing with a grown-ass man. And what is the one thing that we always say when we teenagers? I can't wait till I get grown. I can't wait till I get grown. So now you're grown. Now you have to deal with being a grown adult and the decisions that you make with that. I don't think a lot of people or a lot of us understand what comes along with that. We figure it's like a badge. We want to flash it and shit, you know what I'm saying, and everything, and let people know, hey, you know, I'm a grown-ass man or I'm a grown-ass woman. I can do whatever the fuck I want to. Necessarily so. But we still have to be respectful of our significant other. Okay? You got your boy Fat Man West Coast, a.k.a. L.A. Mobley Jr. I think I give myself away when I say that. You know what I'm saying? But you rocking with L.A. Mobley Jr. This is Balance and Boundaries. You know what I'm saying? On a Wednesday night, we do this every Wednesday at 8 p.m., all right, Pacific Standard Time, and 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You know what I'm saying? So we got people all over the world listening. And right now, we're going to get into our statistics and find out who's listening to us. You know what I'm saying? So right now, we got 297 listeners. You know what I'm saying? And, of course, we got the United States coming in at 96.67%. And we got South Korea coming in tonight at 3.33%. Big shout out to South Korea, you know what I'm saying, for listening to us and tuning in to Balance and Boundaries. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, we do this every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And tonight's topic is why black men date out of their race. All right. And that means dating white women, Latino women, Mexican women, Korean women, and all nationalities. And the only thing that I have to say is, you want to know why a black man dates out of their race? Because the race that we were dating then chased us off. The race that we are dating, which is our own race, is belittling us. The race that we are dating, which is our own race, are telling us that they don't need us anymore. The race that we are dating now in 2023 are saying that they would rather have a woman than a man. The race that we are dating right now lets us know that we are not wanted in the household, in their lives. I'm not saying that all women say this, but 65% of you women do say this, and you say this to our face. Now, if we were to do the same thing and say the same thing to your face, what we really felt and how we really felt about you, it would be World War III, and we would be hurting feelings all around the world. Well, my thing is this, and I'm going to play devil's advocate. If you hurt my feelings, I'm going to hurt your motherfucking feelings. That's just straight up shit right there. That's real ass shit. You cannot go around and hurt a black man's feelings all the damn time. We're already being hurt enough. We are on the endangered species, and we move up every year. When we walk out of the door, we already got a target on our back. We don't want to think that, damn, my woman didn't put a target on my back along with denouncing who I am as a man. We got a lot of women walking around here thinking that they're more man than we are. That's real shit. Think about it. Think about it. Think about it, ladies. Y'all got a girlfriend out here or something, or a butch-ass girl or some shit like that there that's thinking that they more manly than the man that you with, or the man that you married, or the man that you're dating, the man that's courting you, or anything like that. And that's sad for our black women to think about us like that, in that form of text. And we're constantly putting the black woman on a pedestal. The one things we call you a sweetie, baby, this and the other, we give you our own nicknames. This is what I was talking about last week with reciprocation. Do y'all not think that we need this? Or y'all think that we're supposed to carry our burdens and your burdens too? Sweetie, let me be the one to apologize to y'all that I know we done came in with some baggage and shit, other baby mamas, kids, things like that. Some of y'all motherfuckers done came in with the same type of baggage. And we accept you for who you are, regardless of what you're going through. And we stand beside you. Maybe not all men do, but most of us that has a heart and this, that, and the other, and is sympathetic. I wouldn't say sympathetic. Let me take that back. I say that has empathy for what you're going through, because we done been through the same shit. So that's why we be like, we got some things in common. And we rock with y'all. But as soon as y'all hear some shit or get an inkling of something that don't feel right, you want to accuse us. And 99.9% of the time, we ain't doing shit but trying to be up under you. Do not get me wrong. I am not defending the black man because I am a black man. There's some black men out here that's just fucking up out of both draw legs. I mean, fucking up royally. You know what I'm saying? For real, for real. And you have to call us on our shit. Trust me, you do. But please don't get upset when I call you on your shit. And I need you to be just as accountable as you want me to be. I need you to be just as responsible as you want me to be. This is the only reason, or this is the only way we're going to make it. But it seems like a lot of our black women want to put themselves on their own pedestal and want to look down at us as black men as if we didn't get enough education, or we didn't do enough of this or enough of that. Let's be more specific. This is why I asked y'all to call in at 563-999-3631. Press the 1 button and talk to me, because I don't want to be right. I want to be wrong. I want to learn too, just like there's thousands of black men out here that want to learn from our black women, or from our white women, or from our Latino women, or from our Mexican or Korean or all nationalities of women. It is not about the color. It is not about the nationality. It is about if that person cares for you and can bring the same energy to the table that you're bringing. I think we go overboard with about a black man dating a white woman and everything because she don't look better than you, or she does look better than you, or she's competing, or her ass is just as wide as yours is. For real? That's what we going on? That's what we doing right now? It's not based on if he's happy with her and not with you. Sometimes it's best for us to go to another race because we're not getting along with our black race. You ever thought about that? And that's just real talk. Sometimes it's good that we date a Latino or a Mexican or a Korean. Why? Because they're filling us. Do you not, do y'all ladies not know, and I'm pretty sure y'all do, and I'm not telling you nothing new, but a black man is desired around the world. You take him to Dubai, you take him to the Caribbean, you take him to Barbados, you take him overseas. He is worshipped overseas. Take him to London. And hell, take him to Florida. And you will see how the black man is worshipped. You will see how the black man is accepted. You will see how the black man is a figure of diplomacy. If I said that right. Now, like I said, y'all, I won't be wrong. Hit me up at 563-999-3631. This show archives. All my shows archive. If you don't hear me tonight, you can definitely listen to me tomorrow morning when you're off and you're up and you're sipping your coffee and things like that. You know what I'm saying? And you want to take the time to listen to what I'm saying, because I'm trying my best to be very articulate. I'm trying my best to put it across in the way to where everybody can understand it. But when I get black women, I'm gonna share a story with y'all. Last week when I did this, when I did the show of reciprocation, I put it in a black woman's inbox, or I texted to her. Now, this is a black woman. I don't know if she's listening now. She may be. I don't know. I really don't give a fuck. But this is a black woman who is a school teacher who told me she was a school teacher out in, I don't know, California or some shit like that and everything. And her response when I sent her that text message was, "Don't you ever send me this again, okay?" And it kind of baffled me because I was like, it's my talk show. Anybody that I've met on these dating sites or anything like that, especially this Facebook dating site, if I've met y'all on there, you know I talk about me being a travel agent and podcast, a host, a radio personality and things like that there. Why wouldn't I want to share the shows that I do with you and send it to you in a text message? Do y'all women honestly think a black man is always out to hurt y'all and belittle y'all and put you down? From where I come from and from... Okay. My bad. We got some technical difficulties going on around here and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? The devil is a lie. You know what I mean? And I just want to thank y'all for rocking with me and everything and stuff. But listen, you have been listening to Balance and Boundaries Talk Show for Black Men. Tonight's topic is why black men date out of their race, all right? So I want to thank y'all for rocking with me and everything like that. Listen, if you got any questions, comments, answers, hit me up at 563-999-3631. Once again, that's 563-999-3631. This show will replay right after I get off the air. You know what I'm saying? My show's archived. But I do want to truly, truly thank you all for rocking with me and everything. I just wish a lot of y'all would call in and give me those questions that you want to ask me, but you like to call me after the show and ask me questions. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, you can always call me during the show and ask me these questions, and we can talk about it on the show, all right? So, like I said, I appreciate everybody listening to me and everything. Right now, I'm looking to see what's going on, and it looks like
You're looking at the pro.